just another reason why we live in paradise. Yes. Another reason why we live in paradise is we have people who care about our seniors. And Marcia is here today. And even though it doesn't feel like it with temperatures hitting about 90 degrees the next couple of days, you want us to get ready for winterizing the home for our parents.
I want you to winterize and do it well.
Yes.
You two sitting here, you find specimens of male gentlemen. Would you rather be sitting and sweating or in your home? I'm talking about in your home, okay?
Right.
Or would you rather be sitting and shaking and trembling in cold?
Prefer neither, but I would prefer, if I had to be, I'd rather be warm than freezing cold.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about winterizing homes, and I want to give credit to Right at Home Home Care. Here in Columbia, they're a great company that we work sometimes with when someone needs some sitters.
Okay.
But they had some really good information at our event on Friday, so I asked them if I could borrow it. And it's about winterizing your home because, of course, they're dealing with people in their homes all the time. But I just want to tell you a little bit on the health side why, and I can say I'm not really old, but I'm over 65 now, so why we get colder easier than you guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right? Sure.
First of all, it is a normal part of aging that your skin's going to get thin, and you don't have the insulation that you used to, so therefore you're going to get colder.
Right.
Conditions like diabetes, peripheral artery disease, and kidney disease will restrict blood flow, and that will lower your body temperature. Cold weather causes people's bones and joints to ache. If you've ever seen somebody with arthritis in the wintertime, it's more painful.
Sure.
So they just choose not to move around, which if you're not moving around,
that's
what's
not
happening,
healthy either.
Your blood circulation is not going anywhere, okay?
Right, yeah.
Your metabolism slows down, so the blood vessels aren't constricting. Your blood vessels will actually lose elasticity and aren't as flexible to circulate. So that is why your hands and feet feel cold. And lastly, medications can cause cold sensitivity because what happens is that, especially with blood pressure medications,
sure,
there are beta blockers and calcium channel blockers in there, and they will cause issues with circulation. Therefore, your hands and feet are going to be cold. So why wait until we get our first frost before you start doing this?
Right.
You shouldn't. You should do it now when the weather's exactly like this because you can go into your loved one's home. If the air's not on, the heat's not on, pop the heat on and see what it smells like, see what it sounds like, see if it's going to, if it's activated.
Sure.
Because you want to do that.
Sure.
And I've got a lot of tips and I'm just going to stream over them today, but, and they're very common sense, but also there's some things that I didn't even think about.
Sure.
First of all, you got to test the heating system. Is it blowing warm air?
Right.
You know, just don't flick it on and say, yeah, it feels good. Let's move on.
And one thing about that, the first time you do turn it on for the first time in the season, it might smell a little bit. It's not a reason to panic or anything like that. But it's a good idea now. Get it over with now so that it doesn't happen when mom or dad goes to turn it on later and then they get scared when they smell that.
Absolutely.
Because the first time you turn from the cooling to the heating coils, it does tend to have a smell for just a few minutes.
And, you know, for someone that, for an elderly person, that might be alarming to them where
right.
they think there could be a fire, so they're not going to start up the heat anymore.
Right.
So, and you also have to check the heating ducts because you have to look for damage. And also, is there rust and is the alignment correct? Has it been, somebody been in there moving it up and down? You know, think about it. If you have people coming into your home that are taking care of you, and they're sitting there at night, maybe while you sleep, are they messing around with your
ducts? And I will tell you, the folks that are coming in the next hour,
I know.
Jeremy and Courtney, of course, with Sweet HVAC, if you're not sure of what you need to be doing, they'll be more than happy
Absolutely.
To come out and make sure that the home is winterized properly for mom or dad
this
or both.
This will be a good lead-in for them today.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope people will pay attention to this because we do need to take care of our seniors.
You betcha.
Check your carbon monoxide and your smoke detectors. A lot of places, I know where I live in Chapin, that the fire department come in and they spend a day in our neighborhood. And if you buy the batteries, they go and they change all the smoke detectors. They're checking everything. And try to get a hold of a group like that that will come in. And the guys are always super nice and you feel comfortable with them being in there. So check your fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to use a fire extinguisher?
Do you have a fire extinguisher?
Do you have a fire extinguisher? And if you do, do you know how to use it?
By the way, I encourage people, if you do not have a fire extinguisher, to get one, because not only, at least with us, not only does it make your home safer and you have something there, but it also usually lowers your insurance in your on your home, your home's insurance if you have a fire extinguisher.
That's a good point right there. Okay, what about installing a programmable thermostat?
Yep.
Because a lot of times they have locked mechanisms on them, because when our seniors get cold, they will just go sometimes just flick the thing and it goes up. And I'm telling you, I have, you know, and I have some residents even at Oakleaf that keep it turned up.
Right.
So that you go in there and talk to them for about 30 seconds and you are like,
it's like a sauna. Yeah, it's like a sauna in there. And truthfully, too much heat is not good for them either.
It's not good for you. It can dehydrate you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the problem is that, like I said, we can go in and check. But if you're living by yourself and you're in a sauna, sometimes people with dementia don't realize
Correct.
That.
Correct.
And so you will sit there and sweat all day.
Yeah.
If you're going to go outside and check around, you need to check your outdoor faucets, of course, and check your chimneys. And not only for that creosote buildup, but animals who can get in there and be nesting. And I started thinking about that with y'all's iguana story coming over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants a family of baby squirrels, you know, flying around when it's getting cold out?
Nope. You're right about that.
You've got to clean out the gutters. Why do we clean out the gutters? Somebody tell me. Come on, Brian, wake up.
Why do we clean out the gutters?
Yeah, clean out the gutters.
Mold, and you don't want to create things that are gonna not drain and
right.
water leaks into their ceiling and all that stuff. But again, that's how there's blockage, all that stuff. Gutters are there for a reason.
And also,
get the water away from the house.
The other thing that I always think of on New Year's Eve, when the fireworks are going off.
Sure.
I'm thinking of that stuff landing in our gutter and there's
oh, starting
dry
a fire?
Stuff there.
Yeah.
I think about that.
That's scary. No, don't scare me like that. I don't need that. I already got iguanas coming in through the toilets. I don't need Marcia scaring me about my fire
gutters,
and my gutters catching
gutter,
on fire.
Gutter critters.
Yeah.
Check insulation. You know, you can walk around and you can check and see if maybe they need to have some weather strips around the doors and the windows.
Sure.
And it may be a time, again, you're talking about insurance, that if you install storm windows, it gives them better insulation.
Yeah, these are also things that, again, not just are creating more comfort for mom or dad or both, but it's also going to save you money in the long run, because if they've got things that are letting out the heat with bad insulation or bad windows and doors and things like that that are not well insulated or don't have that the proper work around it, you're just letting the heat out. Why are you turning on the heat to 85, you know, just mm-hmm. so you can heat the outside?
The other thing about, I think, when you go around and you're checking on the outside, it's also a security measure to me. If you've got screens that are coming loose, that's an easy target for someone that might want to break in. Or, I think you should just look at things like that to say, what is it going to take to keep them safe?
Yeah. These are all very good tips. We're just getting rolling here. We've got Marcia Klayman here with us from over at Oakleaf Village. It is the Positive Points on Aging. We bring you this each and every Tuesday morning at 8:35. We'll do a quick timeout, get you the Fox Business Report, and then we shall come back for round two with Marcia. Stay with us.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi is ending its work on experimental COVID-19 vaccines because there are already so many available. Sanofi will switch and use its mRNA research toward other infectious diseases, including an mRNA shot against flu. German airline Lufthansa says the U.S. opening travel to fully vaccinated travelers from most of Europe has resulted in a jump in demand for flights. On some routes, bookings are nearing pre-pandemic pre-pandemic levels, Lufthansa is adding flights. A group advising the SEC is recommending allowing average investors access to private equity and other investment funds. Those funds are usually limited to institutions and wealthy investors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Looking for a great career path? Have you considered welding? At Midlands Tech, this path is more flexible than ever. With classes and a brand new facility, you can earn your MIG, TIG, or stick welding certificate in only 16 weeks. You can become a comprehensive welder in a year or less. Classes start every 8 weeks. Visit MidlandsTech.edu or call 732-0432. Tell them you heard it on The Point and get 10% off the cost of the program.
Hi, this is Michelle Arnold, your host for Travel Buzz, every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 100.7 The Point. We're here to make your travel dreams a reality. That's Travel Buzz every Monday morning at 9 on The Point.
All South Carolinians are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. For help finding a vaccine location in your area, visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110. COVID-19 vaccines are free and don't require ID or insurance. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110 to find a vaccine location near you.
Here are your 3 grilled cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So what came first, the grilled cheese or the burger?
So you know the burger had to come first. You go back hundreds of years. Oh, cheese has been around hundreds of years, too.
Okay. What do you get when you combine a grilled cheese with a cheeseburger? The new Sonic Grilled Cheeseburger, made with 100% pure seasoned beef and Texas toast. Try one half price in the app.
Wow, this is a good debate.
Online only or in the Sonic app. Add-ons extra. Limit one. Not good with other offers. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
This is Fran Halloran, the Money Coach. Tune into my show on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 for simple and practical financial coaching on The Point. 100.7 FM, 1470 AM, Columbia's local talk radio experience.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Taking your final look at your capital city streets, there's an accident with injuries on Chapin Road at Wessinger Road. There's an accident and disabled vehicle on I-20 heading eastbound at South Lake Drive near mile marker 55, an accident on Hill Spring Drive at Mineral Springs Road, and a disabled vehicle on I-77 southbound at Farrow Road around mile marker 4. Baker Sports Pub and Grill, now open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to midnight, indoor, outdoor, and takeout, half-pound burgers, fresh wings, and tenders. Baker Sports Pub and Grill in front of Columbia Mall. I'm Caroline Cruz on The Point.
Point A to point B traffic. 4 times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bar Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
About 11 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, the Home Advocates with Jeremy and Courtney. They're on their way in. To join us. Look forward to having them on. They could help you with a lot of the things that Marsha's talking about right now, winterizing the home for our seniors and making sure that the home's ready to go before we get cold. Don't wait for it to get cold. Do it now, as you know it's going to be fall, and then we're going to get into some of the cooler temps. And obviously, fortunately, here we don't have, you know, freezing like we do up north, but it's still mighty cold, especially for the elderly. So that's something. And hey, I just got a text from one of your listeners who sent us a message, Andy, saying that you can also call for some of this stuff. Like Dominion Energy will come out to the home for free, and they will do one of these checks to make sure you're not having heat escaping, that your insulation is not enough, and all that stuff. They'll do a free inspection for you. So that's another idea to call if you want to get that done. You're a Dominion customer.
You know, it all goes back to our favorite saying, which we've said several times. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.
Sure.
Because this is what happens, and I'm as guilty as anyone. It is football season, college football, and I look forward to that. That's how I relax on Saturdays. But you know what? You really need to take a couple hours every weekend if you have an aging loved one that lives alone and that you need to start working on this. Don't wait until we have a threat of an ice storm. Don't wait until there's a threat of another flood. You know, take care of it now. And that way, when it happens, when we do get this weather, you're going to be able to sit back and say, well, that's taken care of. All I need to do now is make a phone call to my mother or my dad and say, hey, don't forget, you know, dot, that type of thing. So just trying to get people to be more proactive, because working with seniors, that is the key word, is proactive, because it's the same thing as if they're dealing with issues of trying to leave the house or getting lost. I tell families, and so does Karen all the time, you do not want to be making decisions from the emergency room. You don't want to do that.
No, no.
You want to have a plan ahead.
Sure.
Plan A, plan B, and so that you know if something happens, I've already got it all taken care of.
And that way you're also not forced to make decisions under duress when something bad is already happening and you're already at a heightened level, and everybody in the family has a different idea of what's best for mom at that point. You know, you want to be prepared with that. By the way, quick note, you weren't very relaxed this past Saturday, were you, in college football?
No, I had a horrible weekend.
Yeah,
everybody lost except for
That's
Michigan.
What I was saying. You weren't too happy when I saw that North Carolina score against Georgia Tech, because you're a big Tar Heels fan.
Don't remind me.
I was like,
painful.
I saw that score and I thought of you, and I was like, ooh, Marsha's going to be in a bad mood when I see her on Tuesday.
You know.
Anyway.
I can always say there's basketball, Carolina basketball.
There you go.
But no, I still have hope in Sam Howell, so he'll come out of it. I think he has a better chance than the other guy with the orange team.
We're just going to leave that there. Just leave that right there. Yeah.
Okay, folks, let's get back to being proactive. I'm going to get myself in trouble. All right, this is one I bet you don't think about, Kevin.
What's that?
You should go see your mom, and when you go see her, you need to look at her curtains, and if she's got those little frilly clear shears on her windows, you need to have them changed out to the heavier winter type of insulated curtains. That'll also keep the heat out.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is that when you're checking your fireplace, not only for critters that might have developed a condo up in
Nest,
your chimney.
Yeah.
You know, there might be a pretty fireplace, and you've had wonderful memories of that fireplace for all these years. But you know what? If your loved one cannot manage a fire, it might be time that you block that up. Put something in front of it, a heavy screen, something that they can't pull it out, because if it's someone that maybe sometimes they aren't thinking right, they might try to start a fire, and it could be dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, they got something burning in there, the flume's not open, whatever it is, and or there hasn't been cleaned in years, and there's nests, and there's all kinds of things that are fire hazard that have grown in there. Just bottom line is, again, you know your loved ones. Mm-hmm. You know your parents or whomever it is that you were talking about here. You know if they should be doing this or not doing that. And so, again, be prepared. There's no reason not for you to think about this stuff in advance.
The other thing is that we're talking about fireplaces, but now people are purchasing these portable floor heaters. That's another danger zone. If your loved one cannot know when to turn it off, or it's not programmed to turn off, how many times a year we hear of people that have died because of those floor heaters?
Yeah.
So please be careful.
The new ones, if you're going to let someone have one, most of the new ones have two features. One is it auto shut off if it gets too hot, and the other one is if it gets knocked over, it automatically shuts off. So make sure if you do go and get one for mom or dad or whomever, make sure you get one of those that have those auto shut offs. Because, I mean, again, a lot of this is peace of mind. Marsha, a lot of this is not just for their comfort, but for your mental comfort also, so that you can still let them keep their independence and live at home.
Right. So the other thing we want to do is also, you know, everybody knows the ceiling fans, you need to reverse the direction of those blades so they're going to push that warm air down so it circulates better. How about placing blankets around the areas that they normally stay? It's usually in the den or the living room, wherever the TV is and close to the kitchen. But put a couple of blankets, maybe drape them over the sofa or something, so that they're not trying to go up in the top of a closet to pull them
down.
Easy
access.
Easy access.
Right.
Here's one of my favorites. Go to Hamrick's. and purchase these little battery-operated lanterns. Sometimes they have them on sale, too, for $10.
Okay.
And you can put batteries in them and just put them all over the house because you know that if they get knocked over, they're not gonna hurt you. The other thing is that you can find these really good lanterns that have weather radios on them,
yeah,
which is also very helpful. That gives you access to what's going on outside in the event of power outage. The other thing is that you, Kevin, like I said, I don't know where the outside of your mother's home is, but you should have things already in place to de-ice in the event that you needed to get to her or she needs to get out.
Sure.
That she's not going to take a bad fall trying to get out of her home. You know, whatever you need to put out someplace where it's going to be easy to get to. Also, just like we talked about, even hurricane evacuation, you need to put together an emergency kit that includes like first aid supplies, batteries, yeah, flashlight,
sure,
weather radio, those type of things. So you have those available.
Yeah.
You know, canned foods. I can just imagine it right now. If we had a storm, this is what we would live on. Vienna sausages. And I hate Vienna sausages. But David loves them. So it would be crackers in Vienna.
That's a horrible thought.
Having some of those charging bricks for your cell phone, making sure your medications are close by to where if you have a power outage and it's dark, you can still get to your medications. And, of course, everybody's favorite is bottled water. Make
yeah
sure you have plenty of water so that you can stay hydrated.
Yeah, these are all things that I mean, we're not trying to do an advertisement here for the Boy Scouts, but be prepared.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, again, some of this stuff is year-round, not just winterizing. I mean, you want to have that emergency kit, whether it's for the heat, you know, with water bottles, that we get intense heat, obviously. Heaven forbid, you know, this time of year, it's still going to be 90 degrees tomorrow. Okay, well, just let's go back 1 month in time. And the same thing can be said when we're talking in the middle of August. You know, mom or dad's air conditioning can go out. And if there's some dementia there and they're not sure of what's going on, we can't have them baking in their own apartments or their own house or whatever either. So you need to be checking at the beginning of summer for the make sure that the AC is right, the filters are cleaned out, all that stuff. So just, you know, one of the things that I love about when you and Karen come in, Marcia, is I love how you guys are just giving us what seems like common sense, but we mm-hmm kind of need a kick in the tush reminder every now and then.
You know, the thing is that, think about it, this week is October 1st. Before you know it, it's going to be November 1st.
Yep.
And the weather is going to start changing at times, so we have to be prepared.
We do.
I just want to put a quick shout out there. We are doing the Alzheimer's Walk to Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
October 30th, it's going to be at the ball field. Is it Segra?
Segra Park, yeah.
Segra Park. We really need people to come out and show support. If you don't want to be in a crowd, we ask that you walk in your neighborhoods, but contact the Alzheimer's Association ahead of time. Find out how you can get a T-shirt, how you can get information, because we really, you know, we got hurt last year because COVID.
Sure.
It stopped us
sure
from, but we're still fundraising, and if you need a team to sign up for, you can sign up with the Oakleaf team.
Wonderful.
Call me.
All right, and speaking of calling you, how can people get a hold of you at Oakleaf Village in Lexington?
803-808-3477, or you can go to oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You got this thing down now. There's no sneaking anything
practice,
past you.
Practice.
There you go. All right, thank you, Marcia, very much. Appreciate what you and Karen do over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and we appreciate your partnership. Hey, this afternoon on the Afternoon Drive, Mayor Steve Benjamin with me in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk with a bunch of things going on in the Columbia area with the mayor. Look forward to that. And, of course, Jeremy and Courtney coming up next after Top of the Hour News. For Brian, for Marcia, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.